From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you, Carl. You are too kind. We got a great show for you today. Of course, actor Neil Patrick Harris, currently with the sitcom How I Met Your Mother, will be joining us to play our game. We might think of something else to ask him about besides what's Britney Spears really like, but I doubt it. Stick around, find out. This week, our show actually made some news for once. The Peabody Awards are given every year to award excellence and innovation in broadcast media. And this year, apparently, they decided to recognize something else. Namely us. Now, this is about as good as it gets in our world, unless they introduce a Best Mockery Pulitzer. So as you can imagine, we're very proud here at Wait, Wait. But now that we've gotten this recognition, there's really nothing more to work for. So if you think we've coasted before, you're going to be lucky if we even show up for work next week. So you have at least one more chance to win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT.
Thank God there was no drug testing.
Oh, Lord. So give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first caller. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Victoria Elin in Bradenton, Florida.
Hey, how are things in beautiful Bradenton?
Actually good today, but yesterday it rained so much.
Oh, I have such pity for you. It rained. We'll quickly airlift you an umbrella. Well, welcome to the show, Victoria. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a humorist and author and the man to blame for everything you might find at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hello, Victoria.
Hi, Tom.
Also say hello to a deputy editor and a blogger for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Kiri.
And next, say hello to a television personality, and we love this, the star of the cabaret smash hit Mo Rocca Across America, playing at New York's Birdland on April 28th, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hi, Mo.
Hi, Victoria.
Victoria, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will start us off, as he almost always does, with three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice, on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Absolutely.
Here is your first quote.
Oh, that's so dainty. That is such a dainty release.
That was Joe Scarborough, host of MSNBC's Morning Joe. He was one of many in the media to criticize the way somebody bowled. Who threw a gutter ball this week on the campaign trail?
Oh, Lord, poor Barack.
Oh.
Barack Obama.
Yes, Barack Obama. So, tell the truth. You never thought you'd be nostalgic for the days when we judged presidential candidates by who would make the best drinking buddy, did you? Maybe it's that we're shallow. Maybe it's just there's nothing really going on until the Pennsylvania primary. But Barack Obama's poor form as a bowler dominated the political news this week. Some suggested that Obama's low score, 37 over 7 frames, at a bowling alley in Altoona, Pennsylvania, would be his Dukakis in a tank moment. The Clinton campaign pointed out that Hillary has been in her life an accomplished bowler with her own ball and shoes. They did say this. They also said, they said that, they put that out, you know. They also said, of course, that she once scored a 274 under sniper fire in Bosnia. Big controversy. The Obama campaign, true to form, trying to control the damage, announced that their candidate would deliver next week a major address in which, with soaring rhetoric, he would attempt to reconcile the historical American division between the jocks and the nerds.
You know, he just needed those little gutter bumpers, you know?
Yeah, I know. He would have done much better. They say, and I say this as a proud former member of my high school bowling team. True fact.
Ooh,
true
that
fact.
That got you into Harvard.
You bet, ma'am.
Peter, don't ever tell anybody that again.
No! Look, that was the highlight of my athletic career.
Somebody give Victoria a pick.
Oh, yeah, you know. No, what they say, of course, is if you're a good bowler, that's a sign of a steady eye and a strong hand and a careful approach. If you're a great bowler, it's the sign of a wasted life.
Well, you know, the funny thing is he had great form. He just had no follow through. And I don't know, maybe that's something we ought to worry about.
Yeah. He bowls much better in caucuses.
That's when the pins get together and decide whether to fall down or not.
Yeah, well, he bowls really great in those states that don't matter.
Right. All right, very good. Here is your next quote. It is from the 1954 yearbook at Episcopal High School in Alexandria, Virginia.
It was a fateful 3 years ago that Punk first crossed the threshold of the high school. His magnetic personality has won him many lifelong friends, but as magnets must also repel, some have found him hard to get along with.
That was the yearbook's farewell to a certain student who went on to all kinds of adventures, both good and bad. Who was known to his high school friends, those that he had, as Punk?
Punk?
Punk. His other nicknames in high school were Nasty and McNasty.
Mm. Oh, John McCain.
John McCain. The putative GOP candidate went on a biographical tour this week. He tried to reintroduce himself to voters as someone slightly less crazy than they had thought, but still fun. One of his stops was his old high school, where, according to the yearbook, his hobbies were indignation, rage, and fist fights during lunch. We exaggerate, not by much. McCain himself says he had, quote, a chip on his shoulder in those days, and as we said, his other nicknames were Nasty and McNasty.
McNasty.
McNasty. McCain addressed the current students at the school about the lessons he had learned, but he was challenged by a young woman who wondered if she and her classmates had been forced by their teachers to attend what was, in essence, a political event. McCain responded by charging over and dumping her book bag on the floor. Very good. Here is your last quote.
Recession is possible.
This week, the R word finally passed the lips of whom?
It must be Bush.
No, somebody far more important than the president.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus?
That was redemption.
Actually, no, it's true. He has a new show on MSNBC right after. Jesus. Like, Jesus is mad money.
Yeah. Exactly.
And at the end of the first episode, he resurrects Bear Stearns.
Bernanke, all right. Ben Bernanke, very good. Yeah, the entire job of chairman of the Federal Reserve is to say soothing, inscrutable things, even as people lose their homes and stockbrokers fall like a gentle rain onto the streets of New York. So when the man himself, Ben Bernanke, actually says the word recession, it doesn't mean the bottom is about to fall out. It means it fell out 2 weeks ago. And we're all treading air like Wile E. Coyote after running off a cliff, right? Not that we needed to be told. The problems have even reached into the supermarket as food prices are shooting through the roof. All the people who usually hoard gold are instead stuffing their mattresses now with organic cantaloupes from Whole Foods. Carl, how did Victoria do in our quiz?
She was funny, Peter. Not only that, she had three correct answers. So, Victoria, I'll be doing a message on your home answering machine.
Victoria, thank you so much for playing with us. It was great to have you.
Thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you. Bye-bye.